Ever see an idea so clearly in your head, but struggle to make it real? We've all been there. With Wix, you can build a website for your business just the way you pictured it. Get the best of both worlds with AI and drag and drop tools all in one place. Stay in your creative flow and use AI when you want, how you want. Create a website your way. Try it out at Wix.com.
And we have a Burger Wars champion, the race for the $5 burger, but there is a catch to it. We've got details on the cheapest burger you'll be able to buy these days. Some good news on the wallet there. It's also Hot Food Day. Happy Hot Food Day. Come on in. Come on into the Beach Bunker. Happy Hot Food Day. Do you like hot food? Do you like hot sauce? Tell us what your favorite hot sauce is. Why you like Valentina. I know you like Frank's Red Hot. It's huge. It's huge. It's, and we'll serve it in shot glasses at the inauguration. Oh, the Brad Pitt mistake. Have you been seeing this? I want to get your thoughts on that. Would you have fallen for something similar? I feel bad for this lady. She lost like $850,000 to a scam artist pretending to be Brad Pitt. If you haven't heard about this, it's pretty shocking. Also, we have not asked this age-old question on the show before, and it's so popular to ask. It gets people riled up. We'll see if the Sunseekers are any different. It's the age-old question, can men and women be friends? And why is the answer no? This could be the greatest of all good things on the planet. Plastic health cards are now available. Can I get a winner's bill? Yes, a winner's bell. The plastic health cards. Hallelujah. 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 The paper cards are gone. They get all stained and folded up and ratty. The ink starts to rub and you spilled something on it. So it's got food stains on it. Be gone, paper health cards. This, in Canada, we like to call these the gold standard. The Manitoba health card. Doesn't get any better than this. Plus, it gets you discounts at area merchants. No, it doesn't. I'm lying about that. But everybody is excited about the plastic health cards now available, so that is a good thing. And the government is already saying, easy does it on the requests for the plastic health cards. We're already backed up. Well, of course you are. Yesterday's good thing. So as part of my good thing, of course, I had my barbecue and I had my buns from Kuiper's Family Bakery. And boy, oh boy, it was sure good to get in there and get that smell in my nostrils again. The smell of fresh baked bread. And man, do they have cookies. Oh, wow. All kinds of cookies. Monster cookies being the hot seller, but man, they have shelves and shelves of cookies, sleeves of cookies waiting for you, which go oh so good with coffee time. Kuiper's Family Bakery, of course, the best hot dog and hamburger buns in all of Manitoba. Whenever you've got a barbecue or you've got some meat that you need a bun for, make it Kuiper's Family Bakery. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. At App Law Office on 18th Street, they can help you with your legal questions involving business. Maybe you're entering into a partnership with somebody. Is there any kind of legal advice that you've got? It's probably a good idea to trust the person, know them well. If you know, and that would be if you asked me. I am not a lawyer, so there's many more points of interest involved in getting into a business relationship with someone. And that's why App Law Office can square the circle for you. They deal with corporate law, they deal with wills, and they also deal with real estate law. So if you're buying or selling a house, remember them at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. And our friends at Tim Hortons, get your orders in now for the Special Olympics donuts coming January 31st. That is 2 weeks from tomorrow. So you have plenty of time to get all ordered up with these beautiful donuts with the sprinkles and the icing. And of course, it's for a great cause. 100% of the proceeds go to support Special Olympics athletes. Pre-order at timhortonswestman.ca
And don't forget about the Tim Selects Everyday Value Menu, featuring four crave-worthy items starting at just $2.99. New spinach and feta savory egg pastry, just $3.99. The everything bagel and cream cheese, $3.19. The four cheese omelet bites are $3.99. Get the red pepper and Swiss savory pinwheel, just $2.99. It's all baked fresh, daily served warm and perfect alongside a cup of Canada's favorite coffee. Get them in Brandon, Verdon, Nipawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. The burger wars have been won. The burger wars have been won. And they launched this very quietly, but they're ramping up because it's getting close to the end of the campaign. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our first $5 fast food burger since the pandemic. Yes. Remember, we were telling you that on an earnings call at the end of the year, McDonald's had said to all their franchisees, the number one goal of McDonald's in 2025 was to get a $5 Big Mac. They are really having a difficult time getting that to happen. The average cost of a Big Mac in Canada is $5.65. The average cost of a Big Mac in the States is $5.75 US. So it's something to be thankful for. The Big Macs in Canada are cheaper than in the US, which is something that, well, since I've been around, it's just never happened. But that's not what I'm talking about. I mean, $5.65 is not $5. And Burger King has done it. They've done it with the Whopper. The $5 Whopper. So the Burger Wars winner so far in 2025 is Burger King. Now, A&W, as you've seen, they've got the Buddy Special on right now. And it's two Buddy burgers, couple fries, couple root beers. Everything's kind of, the Buddy is a different line in A&W, and they're a little bit smaller. In fact, they're about half, a Buddy burger is half the size of a Whopper, and they're two for six. But anyway, the drawback on this is it ends on at end of business day on Sunday. Loretta says, did you see the new hats, the Doug Ford hats? Canada is not for sale. Apparently, 20,000 of these hats have already been sold. Canada is not for sale. What? We're not for sale? I thought we were. I thought Quentin was already out there with a listing. C21, baby. Spacious country, slightly north of America, of the world's largest superpower. And there are markets that's available. It's got lots of fresh water and lots of friendly people. A special discount. Oh, man. People are going crazy for the hats. We'll show them to you in a second. First, let's go outside, where you're going to need a toque in short order because it is going to get cold. Now, we have got a pretty decent day today, but that is going to change this weekend. This weekend, we are going to get back to your regularly scheduled cold temperatures. And there is a risk of freezing rain this morning. I want to let you know about that because it's important on the roads. They look good this morning, but we did have some ground drifting last night. Roads were a little bit dicey. They did get a little bit dicey yesterday in the warm weather. So take her cool. Be careful. Slow her down a little bit. This warm weather is not great for driving, okay? And with the possibility of some freezing rain, it's something just to put on your radar, okay? Supposed to have some light snow move in tonight. Temperature still kind of mild, around -5. Still breezy, though. And then the cold stuff comes back Saturday, high -20, and overnight lows in the -30s. And that's how the weekend is going to be. So it's going to be a cold weekend. Loretta's saying it's icy out there. So we had lots of melting yesterday, puddles of water everywhere. It stands to reason things could be a bit dicey today. So Manitoba 511 is saying that there's some partial cover and not much as far as slippery conditions, but we've had several sunseekers say, please take her slow. Take it slow on your way to wherever you're going today. Here's the air temperature map, and you can see that the cold weather is spread out pretty much right across North America this morning. We're sharing the cold. and it's not really all that cold. We will get the Arctic Flow to come back to our area. We missed you, Arctic Flow. Please come back. No, not really. We don't want you, but you're going to force your way in anyway. And here comes Doug Ford. Now let me show you the hat. Here he comes. Mr. Ford. I used to have a teacher named Mr. Ford. Mr. Ford. He was one of my favorites. Here he is coming into the premier's meeting yesterday wearing his hat. It's got a Canadian flag on the ones on both sides, actually. And then it says Canada is not for sale. It also comes in red. That is also, it looks a lot, it's in the style of the Make America Great Again. So it is the battle of the hats. Make America Great Again is the red hat, and the blue one is Canada is not for sale. Canada is not for sale. But if we were, it would be a pretty good deal. It would be, the one thing you're not going to get is tropical beachfront property. We got lots of snowmobile trails. Ample snowmobile trails. We got some pretty decent mountains. In fact, we got the best mountains, okay? We don't have the tropics, but what we do have is kick-ass mountains. That's how we start the real estate listing here. Large landmass, kick-ass mountains. Lots of fresh water. Good fishing. What else could we say? You could get lost in the bush. Lots of bush. That could get some strange responses on the internet. Lots of bush. And our animal is the beaver. We're going to get some weird tire kickers on that one. We're going to get some weird. Woo. What is a good hot sauce? You got a favorite hot sauce that you like? What is a good hot sauce? Let's check in to see what people are saying online. Derek says, kid bought me 2 boxes of 6 and 1 bottle by myself for Christmas. Okay, someone loves this hot sauce. I am so curious. What are you getting all this hot sauce for? Well, I mean, I know why you're getting it for, but it's called Three Devils and it's yellow. Kids bought me 2 boxes of 6. Man, mine is Valentina, and I buy it by the huge bottle. Man, when we do a beach break, I can go grab a bottle. It's the super-sized bottle. The super-sized bottle of Frank's Red Hot. Well, that too. I love Frank's Red Hot. That's good stuff. Oh, here's Quentin. Quentin's got Valentina as well. I'll show you. My bottle's bigger than yours. Ghost Hot Sauce. Mm-hmm. That's a cute little bottle of Valentina. I need the big one. I put the Valentina on everything, kind of like ketchup. I can take it, but I want to taste the food, and I like hot sauce. It's making my mouth water. I legitimately like hot sauce, and there's a point where it gets too hot, and then you can't taste the food. All you're tasting is burn. I don't want to be eating something I paid good money for and be sitting at my table crying my eyes out. That doesn't make sense. It also doesn't make sense when people say, you should try this. It'll knock you on your ass. And then you've got the shits for a week. I don't want that either. Nobody wants that. Who wants that? But what I do want, though, that it's kind of like threading a needle, right? You want to get as hot as you can without wrecking the food. I like a good sauce that's a slap in the face, not a kick to the balls. You know what I mean? Like a good whack. Oh, that's good. It kicks up your food, kicks it up. Cindy says hot sauce on watermelon. Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to wait for summer for that. I've never had that. Hot sauce on water. I've had that Mexican spice on watermelon and it's really good. Hot food day today, but thanks for sharing all those hot sauces. Do enjoy. And sometimes you just got to dab with a cool cloth the next day. No aggressive wiping. A bidet is also helpful. And no bidet, just a garden hose. Sometimes in desperation, if you need to take your garden hose and put it to your tap, you can run it through the kitchen and over to your bathroom. And a little squirt, little spray should calm you down a little bit. A friend told me that. It's a friend hack. I was telling you yesterday how Co-ops of Westman and the Provincial Exhibition have the Co-op Future Farmers Contest. You could win a $500 gift card. Here's how you enter. Parents and guardians can submit a photo of their child in two categories, farm life in action or through their lens, a photo taken by the child that captures the essence of farming. Along with the photo, you must write a one-sentence answer answering the question, what kind of farmer do you want to be? Entrance will be accepted until March the 7th through coopsofwestman.ca. One qualifier from each trading area will get a prize package. One lucky winner receiving a $500 gift card from Co-ops of Westman. So go to coopsofwestman.ca and we'll have more on this as the Royal Manitoba Winter Fair gets closer. At Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon, furniture, appliances, and electronics, the store-wide super sale starts today. 50% off things like the Athena sofa, regularly $1,200, on for $599. Save big on dining room sets, power reclining sofas, beds, and more, and take 2 years to pay with 0% interest and 24 equal monthly payments. It's the store-wide super sale that starts today at Leon's, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. And at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, Westman's number one EV dealership. We mentioned it yesterday, 70% of EV owners are super excited about the fact that they have saved big cash in getting an EV. And there's two areas where they saved big cash. Of course, gas. And the other area is maintenance. And we have mentioned this before. Much less maintenance in an EV. Fewer moving parts that are going to break down. If you've got questions, they've got answers. If you want to know about the incentives that are available for purchase of an EV, go see our friends at Westman's number one EV dealership, Murray GM in Brandon, 1500 Richmond Avenue, where they put you in charge. So, to Brad Pitt now. Have you seen this? Brad Pitt's team was forced to issue a statement yesterday after a woman got scammed out of $850,000 by a criminal using an AI version of the actor. I don't know if I necessarily believe that, because I'm going to show you some of the pictures that duped her. Here we go. I'm in the hospital, Anne, I love you very much. Would you be my wife? I don't know. This kind of looks photoshopped to me. This woman, for weeks and weeks and weeks, was having a conversation with who she thought was Brad Pitt, because some of Hollywood's hottest and most famous movie stars want to pal around with people just like you and me, because they're tired of the rat race. They're tired of steak and lobster and all the limousines and all the trappings of Hollywood life. They'd like to taste a little bologna now and again. They'd like to see what the kiss is like from a garlic eater. I think that's your first clue. I think so. What you're telling me is that the emails I'm getting from Olivia Munn are fake. Are you telling me that right now? Because I've been happily married for decades now. Olivia Munn and I thought we were pen pals. I thought we had this thing going now, and I thought I was doing a good deed. Olivia's broke. Olivia needed some cash. So the Thai guy, being her good friend, was sending her a little bit of cash. So you're telling me that's fake? Bull. I love you so much, my wife. And who takes a picture of himself? And here's my hospital bed in the background. Older adults are particularly vulnerable when it comes to these types of scams, requiring extra help and community support to be protected against them. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it is very important that if you're over the age of, let's say, even 55 or 60, you shouldn't be sending money to anybody on the internet without checking with somebody first. I mean, nobody. I would just, you hear these stories about senior citizens getting duped, and I think they are the scum of the earth, these people. I mean, really? These senior citizens have a fixed income. They're having a hard time making ends meet as it is. And then for scumbags, losers of the earth, parasites to swoop in and take cash from like little old men and women. They're worse than scum. They're terrible. Anne says that's naive. It's crazy and it's sad, but naive. But Tina says, geez, come on, look at the picture. You guys can see it's fake. Maybe glasses are a good idea for this lady? Oh, come on.
Wix is the website builder that just keeps on giving. It's giving...
I just built my whole site in under an hour.
It's giving...
I actually made that?
Whoa.
It's giving...
Our sales are through the roof.
So whether you need help expressing yourself or just need something to make your life easier, Wix has you covered. Try it out at Wix.com.
Is good. I'm going to take my wheelbarrow over to Headley's Health Hut and load up with some supplements. Yes, and some vitamins. 1314 Richmond Avenue. Listen, if you're on a sugar-free diet, if you're looking for high-protein products, if you're looking for supplements, and there are all kinds of things that you can buy today, they are herbs. They're supplements. They're things like apple cider vinegar. You know, all the different things that apple cider vinegar can do to improve your health. Now, that comes in its liquid form. It comes in tablet forms. And it can come in capsule forms. And there are all kinds of products from herbs to home remedies that are available at Headley's Health Hut. If you've got something that ails you, all you need to do is visit with the staff. They've got a great staff over there at Headley's Health Hut. And they'll say to you, you know what you need for that? You know what you need for this ailment? You should be taking this kind of herb. You're like, oh, I've never heard of this herb before. And then you take it. It's like, holy cow, this is amazing. Where has this been? Well, it's not a traditional prescription. That's why, you know, they're so popular. The vitamins, the supplements, the herbs, gluten-free and sugar-free. Check it out. Go in there. Take what ails you to Headley's Health Hut, 1314 Richmond Avenue, just east of Murray GM. At the Elkhorn Resort in Clarsoe Nordic Spa, again, live entertainment coming up tomorrow night. If you're going to be up around the Clear Lake area, Luke Paulson is performing at Buffalo Bar tomorrow night and on Saturday night. There's a sip and paint night with Shane. That is where you're going to be having some cocktails and doing some painting on January the 21st. Tickets for that are just $45. And the big comedy invasion is coming on January 25th. A big night of comedy at the Elkhorn. It's inexpensive to take in, and there's like five comedians going to take part. Tickets are just two for $35 on the early bird. General admission is $20 if you wait until showtime, and it's an 18-plus show. ElkhornResort.mb.ca. Check them out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as well, okay? And our friends at Sunrise Credit Union, proud to be part of this year's Ag Days. Again, the draw is coming up today to win Ag Days tickets. Visit Sunrise Credit Union on Facebook for your chance to win free tickets to Ag Days. Scan the QR code or follow the link. Fill out the quick form. It's just like name and address, stuff like that. Real quick and easy, and you can win tickets to Ag Days. Proud to be sponsors of this year's Ag Days. At Keystone Center in Brandon, your locally owned and operated by its members, Sunrise Credit Union, with 19 area locations to serve you. Visit them online for all your financial needs at sunrisecu.mb.ca. There is an online movement asking Costco to limit the amount of free samples that they hand out in the store. Costco's kind of famous for this. I love their $1.50 hot dogs. You know that. But Costco is also famous for handing out samples. And a lot of shoppers on Reddit are saying, we love the Costco, but guys, like one or two only. One or two. Because they're saying online that people stop. They eat too many of the samples. Some people are hoarding the samples. They're causing a traffic jam at the Costco in the aisles. People have done cart abandonment, and then it creates a disaster. What say you? And not just about Costco, about any kind of samples. Stores are not going to go away with samples. According to the National Retail Federation, when a store puts samples out, sales increase on that particular item sometimes up to 2,000%. So whether you're at the liquor store and they're giving you sample booze, or you're at the grocery store and they're giving you sample cheese on a cracker, as soon as people taste it, they go and buy it. A lot of people go and buy it as soon as they try it. I actually don't. I am not anti-sample, but I try to avoid that area because it does get congested. It doesn't matter what the store is. And Costco's a big store. They've got lots of room. But as soon as I see the sample, and as much as I like free, it's like, oh, no, I'm not going over there. I'm going to get stuck in some big friggin' traffic jam, and then I'm not going to be able to get out of there. Cindy says it's a sample, not lunch. But that's what people do. They step up to the samples. And, oh, can I have another one? And then what are they supposed to say? Of course you can. Can you imagine? No. Sir, seriously. One per customer. Mishiway says, geez, I like free stuff. Why complain? Well, it gums things up. I can't get my cart through. There's too many people chomping on the freebies. Good round of samples today, and then they'll go around and don't even have to eat. This is all free. Then you shouldn't take a cart. You shouldn't be allowed to drive. You should wear a little placard around your neck that said, I'm here for the samples. Wear it with joy, pride, and shame all wrapped up into one. And then this way people can get out of your way, let you get to the samples, and then there's not going to be a traffic jam. I apologize to all men, but that's just the reality. Men and women cannot be friends. Now, I'm not talking about your coworkers. I'm not talking about people that you see now and again. I mean, that's fine. I mean, as in casual friends where you bump into them, you have a conversation, you say hello, you're cooperative, you're platonic. That's fine. What I'm talking about is you and your friend go for coffee and you call your friend to say, you know, can I talk to somebody? I need somebody to talk to right now. And women are like, I think we can be friends. I totally do. This is the trap that gets set. I'm trying to warn you here. I am trying to help you out. We can be friends. Of course we can be friends. Why do you have to be that way, Tyler? You're so stupid. We can be friends. We're just talking. It's totally platonic. In your mind, I totally agree with you. In your mind, it is platonic. In your mind, you are just friends. Do you remember what I said about women being smarter? Now, I'm going to take you inside the mind of a man. Are you ready?
Oh, man, I hope she answers this, but she's so hot. Holy cow, I'd like to get between the sheets with her.
And you're saying to yourself, oh, that's sick. That is so sick, Tyler. You're such a pervert. That's so sick. No. Men have two gears. They're hungry or they're horny. That's it. That's all there is to it. Molly says, I say they can. If your partner has a problem with it, then that's a deal breaker for me. And my boyfriend agrees, a bazillion percent. I would never tell my partner who they can and can't be friends with. So if you have a really good, if you're a woman and you have a really good guy friend, not good, not good. He's thinking of you. He's thinking of you. That's just the reality. He's dreaming of you.
That's not true. That's not true.
Tosh says there's nothing wrong with females being friends with men. I'm taking you behind the curtain. And in fact, the reason we're talking about this is a story that went viral. Her wedding was wrecked, completely ruined. My wedding was ruined. My best male friend says he's in love with me. I feel just gross. This is what I am trying to help you avoid. Mishiway says, you were wrong, Tyler. Nope, I'm sorry. I disagree. Hang out with nobody consistently. So this is how it goes. So my best friend just told me he's in love with me, and it's 2 days before the wedding. I've been with my fiance for 3 years. My best friend and I have known each other since our freshman year of college. This morning, I wake up to a text at 6 a.m. Basically, it was him pouring his heart out. He said it was finally time to come to terms with the fact he's been in love with me since the start. What? What? Because this is what I am trying to prevent here. MJ says, too little, too late. But see, the bro code is real also. The bro code is where guys don't poach other guys' relationships. So I'll just take second place. I'll be her best friend. And then when it goes south and she picks up the phone and says, we've broken up. I need somebody to talk to.
I can help you. Hey, I'll be right over. I'll be over in a second.
This poor lady, she says, I feel just gross and sad. I have no feelings for him beyond platonic love. What did I say? Women are smart enough to separate the peas and the corn. They're able to separate the oil and the water. Guys, no, it's not going to happen. Guys can't. This is not a problem with women. This is a problem with guys. The problem with women is that they don't understand that they're being fooled. So she goes on to say, I haven't even told my fiance. I don't want him to have to worry about me so soon to the wedding. I know I need to, but I don't know what to do or how to tell him. What's worse is that he's become my fiance's friend too. Oh no, it's a love triangle. I'm also pretty pissed that my friend chose such an unfortunate time to cause me distress. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what you call a Hail Mary pass. While the bro code should be adhered to, even in this regard, he has thrown a Hail Mary pass, hoping that at the last second she'll come to the realization that this best friend of hers actually is in love, and then she's going to be faced with the choice. I'm telling you what he's thinking. She's thinking, this is stupid. We're platonic. What the hell? Tosh says, I'll drop the horn dogs. You'd have no male friends if you dropped the horn dogs. I'm sorry, that's just how they work. She goes on to say, there were so many times over the years he could have just bucked up and told me how he felt. But waiting till right before the wedding, like I'm just going to cancel my wedding over a GD text? I want to tell him not to come to the wedding. I can't trust that he wouldn't try and pull something, especially at that that moment where they say, does anybody have something to say? Please respond now or forever hold your peace. The thought of not having him at the wedding is painful because they were good friends. They are good friends, and they've been friends for a long time. We'll pick this up after a mention for Auto Fashion. Hail damage, scratches, skiffs on your vehicle. Remember our friends at Auto Fashion. They're MPI SGI accredited. They also do amazing detailing in your vehicle. So maybe your car is immaculate. Maybe your car smells amazing. Maybe your car smells like the day you bought it. Then maybe when somebody has a stinky car or you get into a car that is kind of a disaster, you can mention my sponsor, one of my sponsors, Auto Fashion. At 255 17th Street North, behind Lee's Buffet, next to the car wash, look for the big green A's. Skydancer Casino, just 90 minutes south of Brandon in beautiful Belcourt, North Dakota. Time is running out for you to save cash on your Joe Nichols tickets. Those ticket prices will jump this weekend by $10. We're going to be there February the 15th, unless Trump closes the border down. Stranger things have happened. That's the game plan. February 15th, Joe Nichols at the Skydancer Casino. It's going to be a fun show. We're going to have a fun time. He's the tequila makes your clothes fall off guy. Give him a follow on their Facebook page, Instagram, and Twitter. Would you? SkydancerCasino.com, where the sky's the limit. And finally, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show is Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, where they make a donation to Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House every time you go in there. You get a multi-point inspection. They show you your filters while you wait. You're in and out in a flash. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. So that night, my fiance got home from his brother's. I let him sit down. Then I showed him the text. He read it. I watched his eyes get bigger, and he got angry. Of course, I started apologizing, although she didn't know one. She had nothing to do with it. As we talked, he told me he figured the guy had a crush, but he kept it respectful. See, guys, no. And so she took out past messages. She says, I let him read those because there was nothing to hide. And the guy's like, yeah, I knew the whole time. Guys know this. Guys know this. So my fiance asked me what I wanted to do. And I said that while it did sadden me, I didn't want him at our wedding. We typed a brief message. It said, friend, I'm sorry that you mistook my friendship for something more. The wedding is going to happen, and it's best if you didn't attend. Oh, he read the message and left it on read for a while. I honestly started getting pretty anxious over it. My fiance asked if I wanted to block him. Part of me wanted to, and part of me wanted to hear him out. And when he finally responded, the text was so long, I had to click on it to read it. It was horrible. He called me a liar for leading him on, that he hoped my fiance left me, and he hoped that we were infertile. This guy's a wingnut. If Fiance took my phone into the other room while I sobbed. I think he called him. I guess so. Okay, dude, now you're an asshole and you're going to get beaten. See how this gets all out of control? See how this... And then our wedding rocked. It all's well that ends well. And so there's a happy ending to the story. Speaking of dubious debates, this is insane. I just don't understand this. The dubious debate over pineapple on pizza. That's another thing. You know what? Pineapple goes on pizza. You need to just get with it. A restaurant charges $120 to put pineapple on pizza. They'll do it. They've got it in the back, sitting in a can, and they'll put it on your pizza for you, but they're going to charge you $120. Did you know that's a Canadian invention? It was in Calgary, I believe. Sam Panopoulos created it. He put pineapple on a ham pizza, called it a Hawaiian. 6 decades later, the question of whether pineapple deserves to be on pizza is a question that people continue to answer around the world. And the answer is yes. Surprisingly, this isn't the highest price charged for a pineapple pizza this past year. A place in California says they'll make you a pineapple pizza, but it's going to cost you $400. Head chef Quinn Yaron says, I say no to pineapple. Why? That's so dumb. The debate over pineapple pizza has at times become so heated it almost triggered a political crisis. In 2017, the Icelandic president had to clarify that he would not be banning pineapple pizza in his country and that he did not even have the power to legislate it. It was a joke, I guess. People went nuts, almost caused a countrywide crisis. I just don't get the debate. I don't get the debate. I love pineapple on pizza, and it's science. It's the sweet counteracting the salt, and chefs should know that. But what say you? Are you a pineapple on pizza kind of person? Of course. And why are you? And why does it taste so amazing? Because it does. It deserves to be there, damn it. Now, I'm not saying it should be on the works, but I'm saying a Hawaiian pizza is fantastic. I love it. Molly says, ban Tosh and Mishy over pineapple.
Banned over pineapple. You're bad.
Be the stupidest thing ever. Okay, enough with the pukey emojis. Good Lord, pukey emojis. I mean, it's science. It's one of the sweetest fruits you can have. And when you put it with a good salty ham, come on. I don't think that it should be on a works pizza, though. Just ham and pineapple, though. The Hawaiian pizza, right? And how can we be sunseekers and not love pineapple, period, and Hawaiian pizzas? We're the beach people. We're the beach people.
The people of the beach.
Well, thanks, guys. Our time is through. We have to sign off. We have to be on our way. It was a lot of fun today. Hey, thanks a lot, guys. We got one more day to go to the weekend. That's it. The weekend will be here. The weekend will soon be here. Yes, will. In the beach house. Thanks for hanging out in the beach house, you guys.